Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We're commercial free for the next hour, so thank you so much for hanging out with us. I wanted to share like a proud dad moment with you guys because we like to share either some of the big wins and sometimes the big fails. We have them all. And one of the big wins I felt like I had as a parent recently is I want to give my kids the tools to be able to do things when I'm not around so they can kind of operate with independence. Even my son at 4, I want him to have independence. And he had like an uncharacteristic moment for him. My son is definitely more of an observer. Like when he's in big crowds of people, that makes him nervous. He'll stand back. He likes to watch. He is definitely on the quieter side of things. And I feel like he is less outspoken than dad, who does a radio show for a living.
Right.
But apparently he's got a little dad in him, I think, in certain situations. Is at school, he's like 4. So he goes to like a play-based school where they do mostly play. And one of the kids, who's also 4, I'm sure didn't really come to this conclusion because I think he might have been leaving the school, was like, we don't learn anything at this school. He made this announcement at snack time to like the teachers. And
his friend said that?
Yeah, like one of the kids just said, we don't learn anything at this school. And the teachers were like caught off guard. And my son said, that's not true, which I'm really shocked that like he would be combative at all. And he goes, and he listed off like all the things they learn to the other kid.
Oh, wow.
And we're like, you know, my wife or I went to go pick him up and they told us, they're like, yeah, he spoke up and said like, these are all the things we learned. I was like, good for you. And I was like, this is just not his personality at all. But the fact that he was able to explain the things that he is learning, which is such a cool that's a cool win because play is a kid's, like a child's work. I believe that to the fullest extent. My wife's a play therapist. And so the fact that he was able to like connect that, like when I'm playing, these are the things I'm learning is so cool. So that's all, mom gets all the credit for that, play therapist. But then, like, just being outspoken, like, that's something, like, my wife, if you push her, like, her south side of Chicago where she's from comes out, but she's, like, real quiet, like, barely doesn't want, like, to be any sort of spotlight at all. But I will speak up and let people know.
Right. Oh, we know.
And I was like, look at you. I was so proud of him.
That's awesome. You know, and I'm sure the teachers are like, this is great. We got a kid now on our side stopping the rebellion. You know?
Yeah.
Way to go.
Theodore's going to be student of the month after that little stunt.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a great little success for Theodore. You know, we've obviously met him. We're seeing him grow up right before our eyes. And that is so cool that he, you know, felt confident enough. And I think, you know, props to you and Katie as well for, like, obviously you guys are having conversations with Theodore about, like, you know, how was school? What did you learn? And then those conversations are looping back in and helping him, you know, speak out in class in a good way.
Yeah, he was able to connect. Now I just don't need him repeating everything Dad said.
Yeah, right. You gotta be careful.
Yeah. We are still commercial free for the full hour here on the Brett Mega Show. Kevin took home his kids a sweet treat. Even they wouldn't even touch it, though. I'll tell you what it was right after Calm Down on Y98 St. Louis.